Bill 199 would require children to use a booster seat up to age 9 or up to 57 inches tall. Now, currently, the booster seat law has children required to be in a booster seat until age 7 or 50 inches tall. But all of the surrounding states, the states that border Kentucky, and 32 states in all have tougher booster seat laws. And number one, if someone is driving their child and they're over age 7 and they cross the border, they're in violation of the law. But more importantly, they're putting that child's safety at risk.
So why is the change necessary?
Well, research has shown that the use of a booster seat greatly reduces the risk of injury. And it's about the positioning of the lap belt. NHTSA and the American Academy of Pediatrics both recommend that the national standard be that children are in the booster seat at least through age 8 or up to 4 feet 9 because of the positioning of the lap belt. If it doesn't properly fit, there can be abdominal injuries and other internal injuries in an accident. So the belt is not adequately protecting the child if they're not in that booster seat.
So the seatbelt actually could end up harming a child who's under 4 feet nine.
That exactly. If the belt is not adequately positioned, the seatbelt itself during an accident can injure. It can be life-altering injuries, and death can even result.
So do you think they'll need to start manufacturing larger boosters that are made to accommodate kids that size?
I don't think that other states have found that it was necessary to change the size of the seats. They just needed to make sure that kids were not moving into using adult seat belts too quickly.
When do you expect final action from the legislature on House Bill 199?
Right now, it's going to go before the Senate Transportation Committee, so don't know how quickly that will happen. That's the next step. It did pass the House, so it goes before the Senate and has to go through the Transportation Committee first. So that should happen in the next couple of weeks. I don't think a lot of people were aware that this proposed legislation was even being discussed. And it's important. So part of our role as an advocate for motorists is, number one, to make sure that people are aware that this bill is being discussed by our legislators, and number two, to emphasize the importance of child passenger safety.
And help get the word out so people are not in violation inadvertently, for
inadvertently,
sure.
Yeah, parents don't know. And, as you said, we're coming up on spring break travel, and a lot of families will be traveling, and then we have summer travel following. And, we just want to make sure that Kentucky children are safe.
You can find out how to get more information about House Bill 199 on our website at wnku.org under local news. Cheryl Parker, thank you.
Thank you very much, Matt.